Welcome to the Todd Podcast. I'm Mrs. Thorne.
I'm Katie.
I'm Kendall.
I'm Skylar.
Hi, I'm Nate.
Here, we hope to do many different podcasts about many different things. In the future, we hope to do interviews with students and teachers.
Congratulations to the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders that made honor roll and merit roll this year.
The Library Club wanted to keep everybody updated on what the clubs are doing during this time period of remote learning.
An ASL club were learning how to sign their name, and next meeting we will be talking to a deaf person through signing, and ASL means American Sign Language.
In Drama Club this year, we are doing different skits and songs instead of one big production. Drama Club this year is different than last year because we are recording our voices through the computers instead of interacting on stage and building sets.
In D&D Club, we are just started our campaign. Despite the difficulties of online learning, I think that it's still fun to hang out with friends and do what you want in the game. I think that if anyone would like to join, now is the time, since we just started. This is the questionnaire with Ileana Haddad, the student body president. So, you want to introduce yourself, Ileana?
Hi, yeah, I'm Ileana. I'm president of Town Middle School.
Okay, so my first question is, what usually happens at student government meetings? I've never been to one, so I was just wondering that.
Okay, so basically we start with Mr. Scanlon just like talking about how everybody's week was, because we only have it once a week on Tuesdays. After that, it's basically like, before student government, in our lunch break, me and Mr. Scanlon have a private meeting. We talk about what we're going to talk about during the actual student government meeting. He usually tells me what to say and stuff, because I tend to like take over a little bit once he's done. And then it's a little different every time. Last meeting, we were talking about what we were going to do for Black History Month, which starts in February, and the Valentine's Day dance, but we haven't really done too much on that yet, because obviously it's kind of hard to think of what you're going to do with placing the social. That's about it.
Yeah, that was actually like one of my questions as well. I was wondering, so you really don't have a plan yet to replace the socials?
I don't know if you guys remember, but I put out a Google Forms survey a couple weeks before winter break, and I asked people what they would like to see instead. A lot of people said game night, movie night, and stuff like that, or just like private meetings to socialize. But
oh, I remember that. That was like somewhere in November, right?
Yeah.
Something like that? Yeah. Okay, so I was also wondering, what would be your plan for Black History Month?
Oh, okay, so we usually do a little presentation thing at lunch periods, but since we can't do that, we're just going to have like everybody send in a poem, if they want to dance, sing, if they want to say like a little speech for Black History Month, and we're going to put together a video, so it's basically like a virtual version of what we usually do.
Ah, okay, all right. So, yeah, I guess we're all just trying to figure out ways to kind of keep together, you know, since we can't do everything that we used to, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, this is like one of my more intense questions now. So, I was wondering, what have you really done for students since you became president?
Got it. Okay. Basically, honestly, it's kind of hard because there's not really much we can do right now besides putting that together, that survey, seeing what people want, especially like online, is kind of hard to like actually help people. But I've been personally reaching out to some students too, like people that I wouldn't really talk to out of school, because Mr. Scanlon said that's like a nice little gesture. It's kind of just like me helping out with the running the meetings and everything like that, and helping him put together like the slides for what we're going to talk about for the meetings. So yeah.
Hmm. Okay, that's really cool. Yeah, I mean, what else can you really do, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time, Ileana, here. It's been a pleasure. So, I guess we'll have you on the show anytime.
So. No problem.
This is a 5-sentence horror story by Miss Neem. She showed up early to her friend's house. Strange, always quiet and dark. She knocked on the door. It slowly opened with an eerie creak. The room was lit by a cluster of candles on a table in the middle of the room. Surprise!
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We try to release our podcast every 2 weeks on Friday. Bye. We hope you have a nice weekend.